Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Gemara on Chaf Beis Amud Beis introduced the Shaila if Hadlaka is a mitzvah or Hanacha is a mitzvah. Now much ink has been spilled on this sugya and all the different sugyas on these dafim relating to Chanukah. So if I could just say one point, the Gemara starting on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis going to the Tab of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph wants to bring a raya to the Manda Omar of Hadlaka is a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, Tashma, Adam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Ashashis, Shahista de Lekes, Vahilechas, Kol Ayim Kuloi, Lamaitzoi Shabbos, Mechabe, Umadlika, someone who has a lamp, Rashi says, a Kligolosh al Schuchis, he has his big lamp, and it's de Lekes, Vahilechas, it's already lit on Erev Shabbos. Lamaitzoi Shabbos, what he has to do is, he has to, Mechabe, he has to put it out, Madlika then relight it. And the Gemara says, "Iyam is bishlam adlaka is a mitzvah shapir." If you say adlaka is a mitzvah, it's beautiful. He has to relight the menorah to mekayim the mitzvah of ner Chanukah matzoy Shabbos. El iyam is hanocha is a mitzvah. However, if you say hanocha is a mitzvah, haim mechabe umadlika, does he have to put it out and relight it? Mechabe umagbiya umeinicha umadlika mibayle. It shouldn't be enough to just put it out and relight it. He should have to extinguish the fire, pick it up, put it back down, and then light it. That's the Gemara's question. If you look in Taisa Dibur HaMaskel Mechabe, Taisa says, V'mtoymar, amai Mechabe v'chezer u'madlik. Why does he have to extinguish it and relight it? V'hagbah sagi, it should be enough just with doing a hagbah. Kivan d'hanocha oise mitzvah, since hanocha is oise mitzvah, he should pick it up and put it back down. Da'atu migara, the luka v'emedes, me'lika chereshoyte v'katan. Is it worse off if I have a lit fire that I pick up and put back down, l'man da'ar mehanocha is a mitzvah, from a hadlokas cheri shayta v'katan, which the Gemara concludes that it's kosher for a cheri shayta v'katan to light, according to that man da'amar. That's Taisus' question. Taisus answers, v'yeshloimar d'mayri shedlika mitchilasa l'tzayrach Shabbos. It's talking about where his initial lighting wasn't l'tzayrach Hanukkah, it was l'tzayrach Shabbos. L'kach gara mehedlika cheri shayta v'katan. And therefore, it's worse then a cheri shayta v'katan lighting. The hasam shemadlika beita nikar hadavar shahu madlika l'shem Chanukah. At least when the cheri shayta v'katan lights it at its proper time, it's nikar that he's lighting it l'shem Chanukah. Mashenken over here where he lit it l'tzayrich Shabbos, he has to relight it on matzoy Shabbos l'tzayrich Chanukah, even according to the man Amar that hanocha isem mitzvah. Now the achrayim ask that if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, "Dibur Hamaskel deLekes Shedlika leMitzvah Chanukah beErev Shabbos." That he lit it for the mitzvah of Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. So Rashi is not going to be able to answer like Taisus says. So according to Rashi, Rashi should still have Taisus' question that why isn't it enough to just pick it up and put it back down? Why should he have to light it? So if you look in Rashi, in the beginning of the sugya, Midayik in his words, Avni Nezir makes this diuk, and of course I saw this also in the Sefer of Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, Yireach Lamayadim. Rashi says, Dibur Hamaschil V'i. Rashi says, V'i hanocha is a mitzvah, V'ikr mitzvasa talya b'hanocha. The ikr mitzvah is talya in hanocha. It's mashma that the hanocha is the ikr mitzvah. But the hadlaka is also part of the mitzvah. And if you look in the next Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil Ein, Rashi says, Ein madlikim miner l'ner, the hadlaka lav mitzvah hi kuli hai. Hadlaka is not a mitzvah kuli hai, meaning that even according to the Mandar Hanocha is a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is only with the Hanocha. Rather, the Hanocha is the Iker mitzvah, but the Hadlaka is definitely part of the mitzvah as well. So, according to this, we could say that the reason why Rashi held that even if a person lights a menorah on Erev Shabbos, L'tzerech Ner Chanukah, and now it burnt the whole Shabbos, and now he's coming on Matzah Shabbos, and he wants to light the menorah. So according to the man, the Amar Hanocha is a mitzvah, Taisus asked, all he should have to do is lift it up and put it back down. And Taisus says, the only etz I have is where he didn't light it, L'tzayrach Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. But according to Rashi, even if he lit it, L'tzayrach Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, we can understand why he still has to light it again. Because even according to the man, the Amar Hanocha is a mitzvah, the Hanocha is the Ikra mitzvah, but Hadlaka is still a chelik of the mitzvah, and therefore he has to light it as well. And with this, you could also explain, there's a ran that is mistapik. What is the nusach of the bracha, according to the man of Omar, hanocha is a mitzvah? Do you say, lahadlik ulahaniach, or you just say lahaniach? What's the suffix? Why should you say lahadlik? So according to Rashi, you could say that the reason why there's a tzar, that when I'm lighting the menorah, even according to the man, the Amar of Hanacha is a mitzvah, I should mention the hadlaka, is because although the Hanacha is the ikar mitzvah, the hadlaka is still a chelik of the mitzvah. Therefore, the Ran is mistapik, perhaps I shouldn't only say lahaniach, I should mention lahadlik ulahaniach as part of the bracha. Have a wonderful day.